Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right.
Yo.
Come and go, yo, live from Philly. It's the Paulie and Tony Fusco Show.
Yo.
As always, Paulie Fusco here with Tony Fusco and Tony.
Yo.
Absolutely huge show today. Eagles 2-0, off to a perfect start, and we're going to tell you why it's the best 2-0 start in NFL history.
Ever.
Also, yeah, controversy surrounding the proud institution of Monday Night Football, and don't worry, people, we are going to defend it.
Yep.
And also, Tony, shameful behavior by our fellow colleagues in the sports talk industry that we are going to call out, aren't we?
Yeah. We take the high road on this show, unlike those shameless hacks.
Yeah. But first, a message from our good friends at Dollar Shave Club. How much do you spend on shaving equipment? Is it more than a dollar? Then you're an idiot. Right, Tony?
Yeah. And as they say, with Dollar Shave Club, you get savings and shavings. There you go.
Dollar Shave Club, for all your shaving needs. All right, Tony. Well, it's time for one of our most popular segments. You know, we get everything right on this show, and we are never wrong. So we're going to go through all the things we hit right on the head in our most popular segment, Where Paulie and Tony Were Right.
Where Paulie and Tony Were Right.
We predicted it months ago that the Eagles would be the best team in all of football. And not only are they 2-0, but look at the quality of the opponents they've beaten. Two storied franchises, the Minnesota Vikings and the Detroit Lions. And when you look at it like that, it is so impressive. Right, Tony?
Yeah. Between those two franchises, they've won 5 total championships.
Yep.
That's a lot of championship winning. And not only that, they've won a combined 24 division titles in the legendary NFC North.
Yep.
And yet, the Eagles smoked them both.
Now, people may say, oh, well, those championships happened, you know, decades ago. That is so disrespectful to the proud history of these franchises and the National Football League. In fact, it's a shame how people in this country want to ignore history.
Yeah, as they say, history repeats itself. So you have to believe that both the Vikings and the Lions are due to win 5 total championships again very soon in the future.
And even right now, as you look at their rosters, both of them have Super Bowl pedigrees. Of course, I'm talking about the Lions' Super Bowl quarterback, Jared Goff.
Yep, he's a Super Bowl quarterback, and he would have won that Super Bowl if his team didn't suck.
Yep, and then you look at the Vikings head coach, Kevin O'Connell. You know, Sean McVay was a total failure in Los Angeles before O'Connell became the OC and helped them win the Super Bowl.
Absolutely.
See, when you look at it that way, the Eagles might as well be 8-0 at this point.
Yep. Done. Undisputable.
Where Paulie and Tony were right.
Another thing we got bang on the head. For years, we've been telling the NFL to schedule not one, but 2 Monday Night Football games at the same time, and they finally did it, and there was a raging success. Well, the Titans and Bills and the Vikings and Eagles play at the same time, but there are some fools out there who said, oh, it's too many games at once. What? We thought it wasn't enough games.
About?
Isn't that right, Tony?
Clearly. On Sunday, people have no problem with 8 games being played at the same time. Well, why not do that on Monday?
Yep.
Monday Night Football is already the highest rated show on TV every week.
Yep.
Can you imagine how much better Monday Night Football would be if there were 8 games going at the same time?
One can only wish. And these people, you know, criticizing the whole thing, they don't get how the business works, right? I mean, we see this strategy in other industries, don't we, Tony?
Of course. Just look at the movie industry. When you go to the theater, do they have just one movie playing?
No.
No. Imagine you went to the theater and the only movie playing was, I don't know, Bridget Jones' Diary or Bridget Jones' Edge of Tomorrow or whatever. You'd leave the theater. That's why they have 8 or 10 movies playing at one time.
Such a terrific analogy and such a great way to drive home your point, Tony. And we know Roger Goodell, NFL commissioner, listens to this show. So don't be surprised if, you know, even this season, you'll see changes coming to Monday Night Football.
Absolutely.
Where Paulie and Tony were right.
All right, another thing that we've been right on, even though we have not discussed it on the show, our sources have been telling us for a long time now that there is marital trouble between Tom Brady and his wife, Gisele Bündchen. But out of decency, Tony and I decided that we would not be, you know, delving into personal matters out of respect for Tom Brady, even though he happens to be a cheating lowlife and an embarrassing has-been. But unfortunately, we can't say that about our fellow colleagues in the industry who have decided to blab about this for weeks now. Isn't that right, Tony?
It's deplorable. As they say, those who live in glass houses shouldn't be talking about people in other glass houses.
Well said. And the reason we're letting you behind the curtain here, you know, our millions of viewers and listeners out there, it's because we want you to know that we are absolutely not going to touch this low-hanging fruit just for cheap clicks, right? You know, if you want to hear someone say, you know, Gisele moved out of the house because her inattentive husband can no longer satisfy her needs as a woman and a wife, you know, we are not going to talk about that, right, Tony?
Nope. If you want to hear someone say something like, Tom Brady is a serial narcissist who continues to ignore his own family to focus on his dying NFL career that should have ended years ago, take your business elsewhere. This isn't the show for you.
Yeah, if you want to hear someone say, you know, Tom Brady and Adam Levine are both examples of terrible husbands who should be ashamed of themselves and don't recognize the value of the woman that they have committed their lives to, Please, turn the channel and do something else.
Change the channel. Go watch somebody else.
Yeah. All right. Well, that wraps where Paulie and Tony were right. And now as we head into week 3 of the NFL season, it's time for us to give you our 100% lock predictions.
100% lock predictions.
My 100% lock prediction, Lions at Vikings. Right now, the odds on FanDuel, surprisingly, they have the over-under set at 53.5, which is clearly way too low. I mean, I see each team scoring at least that much. I mean, on one side, you have the Super Bowl firepower of Jared Goff. On the other side, you have the historic legacy of the four-time Super Bowl appearing Minnesota Vikings. I see the final score here, Lions 72, Vikings 67. Tony?
My 100% lock pick is the Eagles over the Commanders. The Eagles are favored by 6.5, but by my calculations, the actual spread should be 42.5. My sources tell me that Carson Wentz regrets leaving Philly so much that he's planning to only target Eagles defenders in the hopes that they bring him back as quarterback. So I'm going Eagles 72, Commanders 0.
Terrific pick, Tony, and what a way to wrap the show. Before we go, we want to thank our good friends
Corrections.
Producer Jay.
Corrections. We shouldn't have hired you. Producer Jay. What?
Exactly.
What?
You seem to keep implying that Jared Goff played well in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
No, he had a passer rating of 58. The Rams didn't even score a touchdown.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'm sure you've never scored in your entire life.
Yeah. No one's ever touched down on you.
Yeah, now, good one. Enough out of you there.
That's
enough.
It. We're done.
Second.
What?
Hurry up.
You said Monday Night Football is the highest rated program on TV every week?
Yeah. Terrific.
Now, it's Sunday Night Football. It gets much higher ratings.
Oh, yeah? Well, you're the lowest rated person on the entire planet every week.
Yeah. You're lucky you're not a TV show because you would get canceled instantly week one.
Yeah, now, exactly. There you go.
By the way, the Bridget Jones movie was Edge of Reason, not Edge of Tomorrow. That's a Tom Cruise movie.
Oh, yeah? Well, right now, you're on the edge of unemployment.
Yeah. You remind me of Bridget Jones, sad and single. Now, that's it.
Yeah, there you go. More. That was great. That was a great way to close it, Tony. Look at him.
Sulking.
Yeah. He looks like Bridget Jones right there.
Yeah, he does.
I didn't get the Bridget Jones reference, but I'm sure it made a ton of sense.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sure.
I heard about it.
Yeah. Even Bridget Jones wouldn't date. Look at him. Even Bridget Jones, the sad, desperate woman, would not date.
She wants nothing to do with him.
All right. But you know who does want something to do with us? Tony, good news. In for next week, booked Super Bowl legend, Eagles hero, Nick Foles. We look forward to that. Now go ahead. Remember to follow us on all our platforms. You're probably doing it already, but TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, we're all over. And Tony, great job as always.
Same to you, Paulie. Another flawless show.
We'll see you people next week.
See ya.